And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our 10-minute speaker, Joe R. from Los Osos.
Hi, my name is Joe Reyes, and I am an alcoholic. First and foremost, thank you, Annette and Brenda, for asking me to speak here. It is an honor and a privilege to speak at a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I have not always felt that way. Welcome to those of you that are visiting. Welcome to those that are new or returning. I'll start off with saying something that I heard when I was a newcomer, and it's, you don't ever have to drink again if you don't want to. And I'll follow that up by saying, you don't ever have to drink again, even if you do want to. And when I first came to Alcoholics Anonymous 11 years ago, I was somewhere in the middle. I didn't know if I wanted sobriety. I hated my life. I hated everything about it. I didn't want AA, I didn't want sobriety, but I was also not okay with the circumstances in my life. If you're new and you're wondering, what the hell am I doing here? You're in the right place. Believe me, you're in the right place. I just celebrated 11 years of sobriety. My sobriety date is May 25th, 2008. And I want to tell you, too, that I have not been a rocket to success here in AA. I did not get here screaming, help. I need help. I need the 12 steps. I need God. I need some spiritual experience. I got here because I wanted to get my parents off my ass. I was 12-stepped by a drag queen. I really didn't know how I got to my first AA meeting. I was in a friend's car, and I was coming off. I was detoxing and still drunk, and I asked my friend, would it be okay if I stepped into your meeting, it's air conditioned, would anyone notice? And he was just like, no, absolutely not, come on in. And I sat in the back, and something amazing happened that night. It was a miracle, really. The speaker that night literally told my story so much so that I literally thought they were having an intervention on me. And then the speaker started talking about projectile vomiting and how he had made it just barely into the fireplace and how his roommate was so disappointed with him. And I was just like, oh my God, like this guy gets it. Like, I just can't help it. When I drink, I projectile vomit. And I thought that was part of the drinking process. I remember being 3 nights sober and fellowshipping with a group of young people. And there were probably about 25 of us. And we went around the table and we were all talking about our experiences, you know, because we don't really have much to talk about when we get here, you know, oh, how much did you drink? What did you do? Like, what kind of damage did you do? And we finally got to me and I realized, am I the only one here that like blacked out? Because I thought that was why people drank. I don't understand social drinking. That is not why I drink. I drink for oblivion. I want to escape. And that really, by the grace of God and some willingness on my part, through the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, through the program and the steps and the principles and the program and a great sponsor, I've made it one day at a time to 11 years. And I want to let you know, if you're uncomfortable tonight and you're nervous and you're wondering why you're here, I was there 11 years ago. And that feeling stayed with me for a very long time. I was that newcomer in the room who had to pee so bad, but I just couldn't get up because I couldn't draw attention to myself. I was really thirsty, but I couldn't get coffee because I didn't want anyone looking at me. And I couldn't sit in the front row like my sponsor suggested because then people's eyes were all on me. And I was one of those people who got to the rooms super late, left super early, and I freeloaded off your donuts, and I didn't put anything in the Seven Tradition. And on that note, we don't expect, especially if you're a newcomer, we want you here more than your money. And that's been really important for me because I didn't want AA. I didn't think you guys needed my money. I thought you guys were a cult. I really didn't want anything to do with you guys. But I was so broken and I was so desperate and I just wanted something in my life to change. It really didn't matter what. And I stayed. And I just had the smallest amount of willingness. And I finally got to 7 months sober, and my sponsor at the time asked me, actually I was up here, I lived in LA at the time, and he asked me, what are you doing with yourself? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing in AA? And I didn't know what he was talking about. He was like, Joe, you show up to meetings and you look cute, but basically you're like a Christmas ornament. You know, you look cute, but you're not of service to anyone. You're not working the program. You're just kind of useless. And I remember being hurt by that, but also going back a few days later to Hollywood, seeing some friends walk to a coffee shop, and they invited me with them to go work on their fourth step. And I wasn't working the steps. I was 7 months sober and I wasn't working the steps, and God damn it, I cropped the resentment because I wasn't working the steps and I didn't have to be resentful at working the fourth step. So I went home that night and I told my sponsor, I was like, okay, I want this. I want to do this. Let's work the steps. And the change in me occurred almost instantly. And I did it for a long time. I didn't notice. And it really took the people around me, the people who cared for me and really supported me, to point those things out to me. And I remember turning 1 year sober at a conference in LA, and an old timer coming up to me and saying, you know, in the last few months, the biggest difference between the Joe today and the Joe that came in a year ago is that you have confidence. You have that glimmer back in your eye. You can look people in the eye when you speak to them. And that was extremely important for me to hear. Extremely important, because I couldn't see the change in myself. And at 2 years sober, my sponsor had relapsed, and I was sponsorless for 6 months, which I don't recommend. I was absolutely crazy. I was in a relationship. It was an abusive one. It was chaotic. And I went to a meeting one night, and a man who had sponsored a friend of mine at the time came up to me and made the big mistake of asking me how I was doing. And I gave him an earful. And before I could even finish, he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, Joe, I have a seat up in the front between me and my sponsor for you. It's yours if you want it. You have 30 seconds to claim it before I give it to someone who's serious about their sobriety. And I don't know what it is about that moment. I don't know what it is about that night, but I heard it. And I ran up after him and I sat in between him and his sponsor. And that man really changed my life. For the first time, I did an honest fourth step. I did a sex inventory, which I thought was something like gay men made up in their head because I got sober in gay AA. And I was not trusting of gay men. And I did a fear inventory, which, of course you don't realize it exists if you've never opened up the big book. And you know, he really revolutionized the way that he worked with me, the way that I worked with others. I've been through a lot in sobriety. I had many reservations when I got here. From how am I going to, so I got sober when I was 20, and the biggest is, how am I going to spend my 21st birthday? And that was big for me. I lost sleep over that for months, because I was just like, I do not want to turn 21 and be sober. And that year I turned 21 at a sober conference, a men's sober conference in Palm Springs. And it was probably the best birthday I've ever had. You know, it's amazing that, like, you know, I want to make it this real quick because I don't have a lot of time. Recently I was elected for a position that I did not want it. I did not want it. I did not want to be of service, despite knowing that service gets me out of myself, that it makes me a nicer person, that forgetting what my primary purpose as an alcoholic in AA is, and that's helping other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. And I really had to pray. I was elected and I went home that night and I prayed and I gave God an earful. And you know, it's been about a month now, and it's really changed my perspective on, like, what am I really doing here in Alcoholics Anonymous? Because, you know, I want to come up here tonight, obviously. I want to spew wise words of wisdom. I want to quote the big book. I want you guys to be like, yeah, encore, Candace, sit down. Let Joe keep going. But you know what? Like, I need to remember. I need to remember, like, when I take a cake, when I share, when I come up to the podium, when I take a commitment, it is not about me. It stopped being about me a very, very long time ago. And I often forget that, and I have to remind myself. And this has been a really big gift and a really great reminder of, like, where I belong here in Alcoholics Anonymous. If you're new tonight, I hope you're desperate. I hope you're broken. I hope you're out of answers. I hope you have that gift of desperation that made me stay a little over 11 years ago. This is, if you don't hear anything tonight, I want to just leave you with this. Alcoholics Anonymous is the best thing that has ever happened to me, hands down. I am so grateful for 11 years of sobriety. I'm so grateful that I've been invited here to share my experience, strength, and hope with you. And more importantly, I'm more excited to hear Candace. So I'm going to sit down.
Let's give Joe one round of applause.